They were pursuing criminal allegations against a dead woman. Judicial Watch does a lot of FOIA work, as you can tell. And we have several FOIA cases, lawsuits, and investigations related to January 6th. Among the most important ones concern Ashley Babbitt, the 14-year Air Force veteran who was illicitly killed on January 6th in the U.S. Capitol by U.S. Capitol Hill police officer Lieutenant Michael Byrd. And Judicial Watch recently filed a $30 million wrongful death action against the federal government over that shooting death of Ashley, that wrongful death action that we filed. We filed it in the Southern District of California. I talked to you last week about how the Biden gang is trying to get the case moved here to Washington, D.C., because they think there'll be more friendly judges, or at least that's what we argue. But we also have these FOIA cases that we filed with various agencies about Ashley. And we have a lawsuit, two lawsuits against the FBI. One we filed a year or two ago for FBI records about Ashley, and her family also asked for records. So we filed a lawsuit for her family as well. And it turned up really awful documents about FBI misconduct and abuse. And the documents show that the FBI was investigating Ashley Babbitt for months after she was killed on January 6th. They were pursuing criminal allegations against a dead woman. Criminal allegations against a dead woman. Here are the documents. 50 pages or so. 62, technically. Began a week or two after the shooting death. I think we have some excerpts of the key FBI, one of the key FBI documents in this regard. Talking about her, look at this one. This is the classic. Babbitt was fatally shot. This is the leap one. Babbitt was fatally shot by police as she attempted to leap through the broken window of a door inside the Capitol. She wasn't leaping through the window. What's that craziness coming from? And then they list the crimes they're investigating this dead woman for. You don't prosecute dead people. What was the FBI doing other than abusing her memory, harassing her family and friends? Civil disorder, unlawful entry, riots, injuries to property, weapon, and violent entry, disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds. And they used that to justify an investigation of her. In fact, they considered listing her as a terrorist, but at one point they said a watch list status. Babbitt is deceased, and therefore this case is not being nominated to the TSDB, the Terrorist Watch Database. You would think, oh, how brilliant, FBI. She's dead, so maybe she's not a terrorist threat. Captioned investigation is being initiated based on photographic and video evidence that Ashley Elizabeth Babbitt unlawfully entered the United States Capitol building, a restricted building, on January 6, 2021, in violation of federal laws. Chief Division Counsel approval. Field Office Chief Division Counsel has reviewed and concurred with the opening. So they had leadership within the FBI field office out there in California concurring with this. I mean, they did talk to one of her friends who had wonderful things to say about Ashley. It's amazing how this wasn't leaked to the media. all sorts of terrible things have been said about and alleged about Ashley, but you know, the FBI knew better. How she deployed several times throughout her service in the military, in Kyrgyzstan, in southern Iraq, the UAE. She's stationed in Alaska. She hurt herself in Alaska. And she was in Kuwait for a period of time. Her friend says that she was an outgoing, opinionated, loud, very intelligent, loyal, sweet, very loving and caring. At times, Babbitt was not a fan of her chain of command and made her views known. Babbitt was a leader rather than a follower and liked being her own boss. Consequently, she was happy running her pool company in California. Babbitt loved her family and loved her country. Her friend judged that she'd not likely know the risk of passing through the window. Babbitt would never go after someone physically, according to her friend. Why was the F, and this was an April interview, so they were interviewing people 4 months after she was killed by Lieutenant Byrd, who, by the way, was protected by these same feds. The federal government didn't do any serious investigation of him. The D.C. police didn't do a serious investigation. And, of course, he was never disciplined by the Congressional Police Department, the U.S. Capitol Police, for which he worked. I mean, we found he was later put up for 6 months in a U.S. Air Force base, or I guess it's Joint Base Andrews down just south of Washington here, in a VIP suite usually used for generals. He got to stay there for 6 months with his dog. Of course, they kept his name secret, gave him all sorts of special treatment that no other police officer involved in a shooting, especially the shooting of an unarmed individual during a protest. Compare and contrast the way he was treated with the way every other police officer in any shooting you recall over the last 10 years has been treated. Indeed, the last 20 years, 30 years. And they're investigating and harassing Ashley's friends? For what purpose? To justify her killing. That's the conclusion I draw. To justify her killing. So when people say, what do you think of the FBI? I say it's irredeemably corrupt. It can't be fixed. And we got to think of a different way to enforce our federal laws. You can read all of these documents on our internet site at judicialwatch.org, judicialwatch.org. Of course, we have links below as well. But our case will continue, our $30 million wrongful death action for Ashley Babbitt. We have these FOIA cases that will continue as well to try to get the full truth for her. And of course, we have a bunch more January 6 cases. I mean, we're still trying to get the videos. I guess the videos are going to be released, thanks in part to pressure from Judicial Watch. But there are still emails from January 6 that Congress is sitting on. We found that the CIA deployed operators, technicians, bomb technicians, and dog teams on January 6th. We just found that out. You didn't hear that from the media. You heard that from Judicial Watch. It was our heavy lifting that uncovered it. It is beyond belief that the Biden FBI gave Ashley Babbitt's killer a free pass while engaging in a malicious, months-long criminal investigation of Ashley herself. I think it's outrageous. What do you think? And I see a lot of outrageous stuff, but this one really, it takes the cake in some ways, doesn't it? So it shows you the government can abuse you even after you're dead. That's how awful things are here in Washington, D.C. And all I can say, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, thank God for Judicial Watch, that we are able, and thank God for America still, that we're still able to do this work here to uncover this sort of government misconduct and abuse. Because if we didn't do it, I don't think it'd be, we didn't know anything about issues like this. And I encourage you to, you know, I talked about a lot of cases today and a lot of issues. I encourage you to go to our website, find out what we're up to, look at these documents and court cases and documents, and share the wealth. Share the wealth of education and information about what your government's up to. And if you like what we're doing, I encourage you to support our work. If you've already supported our work, thank you. And of course, we can always use additional support. And with that, God bless you and God bless America, and I'll see you here next time on the Judicial Watch Weekly Update. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.